This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Protesters for racial justice took to the streets in several U.S. cities this weekend, often clashing with police. In the western city of Seattle, Washington, police declared a riot after demonstrators set fire to a construction site for a juvenile detention facility and threw rocks, bottles, and fireworks at police. Officers used tear gas and flashbangs to reestablish control. 45 people were arrested and more than 20 police officers were reported injured. The demonstrators put up barricades and carried homemade shields and umbrellas to try to fend off police. They used leaf blowers to disperse the tear gas. All were tactics borrowed from protests in another western city, Portland, Oregon, where activists have clashed nightly with police for 2 months. The clashes in Portland have intensified after the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump sent in federal law enforcement agents, even though city officials said they did not ask for or want the federal deployment. The protests have occurred since the May 25th death of George Floyd, a black man, while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The protest against police abuse of minorities initially erupted in cities coast to coast. Mr. Trump has vowed to send federal law enforcement agents to several cities, ostensibly to curb street crime that he says local police have been unable to stop. Saturday night in Austin, Texas, a man was killed when someone shot into a Black Lives Matter march. Media accounts say the man may have approached a vehicle with a rifle before he was fired upon. In Louisville, Kentucky, a group of armed protesters called for justice for Breonna Taylor, a black woman who died in Louisville when police entered her home without warning. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.